Hey, buddies, welcome to another Brazilian Buddy Show. My name is Andre, and I'm here to prove to you that we are more than samba, football, and carnival. And today we have our first man guest. So, Felipe, how are you?
What's
Good evening.
up, Arthur? I'm doing okay. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Another episode. I'm really excited to hear your experiences outside and inside of Brazil. So, who are you and what do you do?
Awesome. So currently I'm an English teacher. I was living in Australia a year ago, and after I came back to Brazil, well, the pandemic started. I needed a job, and I thought that I could teach English, that would be a good thing to do, to earn money. And then it's been more than earning money. It's been an incredible experience. I've been, learning. My English has been getting better and better. I've been making money from it and learning so many other and valuable things, So it's been awesome.
So you're like you found your purpose, like yeah, I want to teach like English for Brazilians, and yeah, this
Definitely.
is what I do.
Definitely. Most Brazilians don't speak English, and I think it's it's
5%, I think.
5%.
Yeah, five, and we need to talk about that. 5% of 210 million people. Like,
Exactly. So
that's a lot.
this is something that has to be done, like if English in Brazil, you gotta motivate other people to speak, like to learn English, to learn
Yeah,
and.
and I feel happy when I hear like Brazilians watching this because I want to talk about for you foreigner, but at the same time when I see a Brazilian like hey and I start to understand English and I feel more comfortable, well this makes me feel really happy because it's a challenge for me and it's a challenge for you because it's not our mother language, but. That's why I'm doing this because it's nice, it's fun, and I can teach for foreigners and they can teach with me. We can like exchange culture and everything, languages.
Totally
So,
agree. Totally agree.
yeah, it's awesome. And how did you learn English? Like, how does it start?
Okay, so I'm gonna talk about my past. I wasn't a good English student. My English was terrible. I got bad, like I didn't get good grades at school, and when I was 16 years old, no, yeah, I was 16. I went to America to an exchange program, and I lived there for 10 months. I lived in Oregon, Portland, in the US. And that's when I started to learn English. And I didn't speak any English at that time. I don't know if you've watched the video, but well, when I got at the airport in Oregon, the only thing I understood from my host family was brown. That was the only thing that I could understand. Today I'm not sure if this is
Like a name or
exactly. I'm not sure.
the
I don't even know if they said that, but I was very lucky because I'm a skateboarder, and skateboarding helped me to meet Americans, other people that were into skateboarding. So
color.
I had the chance to meet Americans, and like skateboarding helped me to meet other people there,
Nice, yeah.
So it was a bridge. It was a link. Skateboarding was a link to me to meet Americans, because the only people I knew at the beginning of my experience were other Brazilians.
And you wasn't like in exposure to the language all the time because of Brazilians, right?
Definitely.
So the skate like opened for you this world of a new language. Nice.
Exactly.
And hey, now I have a question. They know about Bob Burnquist or Mineirinho, these Brazilian skateboarders?
Definitely, because the skateboarding, the Brazilian skateboarding scene is very strong out of Brazil. There are so many good Brazilian skateboarders, especially in America. So they, you know, they knew all about Rodrigo Teixeira, Mineirinho, Bobby, and so many guys that, you know, were and are great skaters.
Yeah.
No.
This is like, I'm not inside of this world, but when I listen like skate, I remember like Bob Burnquist, Mineirinho.
Yeah. They were, I think they are known by like the large public, by everyone, but inside the skateboarding community, there's so many other people that, so many other skateboarders.
And I don't know. I don't know because, I don't watch.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's nice.
You're not part of the scene, mm-hmm. but you like it. You enjoy mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
But it was such a great experience. You know, it was challenging. It was really, really hard at the beginning, especially because I didn't speak English at that time. So I had to, you know, I had to learn and to, I had to do my best just to, you know, to learn and yeah, that's it.
In these 10 months, you could say like, well, I'm fluent or I just could communicate with Americans as well.
Today, I don't consider that I was fluent at that time. Because fluency is an interesting thing. When we think about fluency, sometimes some people think about speaking perfect English, right? Like not mm-hmm. making mistakes, not having an accent. And that was my idea in the past. So when I left the US, I had a level of fluency, but it wasn't a good level of fluency. So I was able to communicate, mm-hmm. you know, but I, at that time, I was making lots of mistakes and my pronunciation was worse. So I don't think I came back to Brazil with a really good English, but I think my English improved a lot and it gave me the confidence to start like to begin to continue to study, you know,
mm-hmm.
and improving it.
Yeah, that's good. Like, this is my opinion. Okay. When you talk about fluent, if you cannot like go through here, you can go through here. Like if you cannot talk like the main subject that you want to say, you can go to another way.
Definitely.
And yeah, like I don't know. I don't have a huge vocabulary in English, but I can use my words and I can communicate. So
you try to find words and in a way to communicate what you want, right?
Yeah. Even in Portuguese, like put Portuguese, like, hey, do you know Portuguese like this and that? And yeah. I just want to communicate. Like, this is the best part of everything.
That should be the goal of learning a language. Just being mm-hmm. able to communicate. Because communication, being able to communicate, it's a lot. It's more important than perfection, in yeah. my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And so you had a lot of friends in Oregon. In 10 months, you go back to Brazil.
And then I came back to Brazil. And then back in 2015, I went back to the US and then I worked in a summer camp in New York City. It wasn't in New York City, but it was in the state of New York.
Ah, okay.
And then I was a skateboarder teacher in a camp.
Nice.
So that was a different experience because at that time, my English was a lot better. And then I was committed to, you know, like to speak a lot of English. And well, there weren't Brazilians there, so I couldn't speak Portuguese. So
yeah.
I was, for 6 months, I was surrounded by people from everywhere. Brazilians were the only, like, there weren't Brazilians there. So there were people from everywhere, but not Brazilians.
Mm-hmm. You know? Nice. So you could like exchange a lot of cultures. I think that this is really like awesome. I never like lived anything comparing with this, but Yeah, definitely one day I will.
You so, have to. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Like I like to share my culture and I like to receive other cultures as well. And after this, you were talking with me and you just go to Australia after, right?
Yeah, and then 3 years ago, I got to know about a way of going to Australia, because I have an Italian citizenship, an Italian passport, so I was able to apply for a different visa that allowed me to stay and work in Australia for 2 years.
Okay.
And then went to Australia. I spent six months in Melbourne. And then I got a job in a small island called King Island in Tasmania. A lot of people don't know, but Tasmania is a state in Australia, in the south of Australia. It's out of Australia, but it's part of Australia. And then I spent a year there working in a factory making cheese.
Uh-huh. So, nice. The only thing that I know about that island is the devil. Like the only thing.
Oh, I didn't see the Tasmanian devil. I didn't see any Tasmanian devil, but there were a lot of not kangaroos.
Koalas.
Not koalas. Wallabies. Wallaby is it's a little kangaroo. It's a kangaroo, but it's a smaller kangaroo.
Okay, I never heard it before, but okay.
It's How just do you like say? A kangaroo. It's just like a kangaroo.
How do you say the name?
Wallaby.
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 Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was a job that had like people from everywhere. So I worked with Germans and French people, and well, I worked with people from everywhere, so it was definitely a cultural experience. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an Australian experience. It was a
international
experience.
In that time, what do you think about your English? Like, yeah, I'm comfortable. And
well, I've always been very harsh about my English. At that time, I think I spoke good English, but I definitely improved my English a lot when I was in Tasmania. Because I took it as an opportunity to improve my English even more. There weren't Brazilians, so I took it as an opportunity to be immersed, only speak English while I was living there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. And do you have the same feeling as me when you say like, "Hey, I'm Brazilian," and like if the guy is from Germany, from Japan, from Canada, like, "Oh, nice!" And they start they smile to you. Yeah, and this I feel extremely happy when I see this kind of like feelings. Because I was in Serbia, because of a girl, and it worth it a lot. And in Italy, and all the time when I say like, "Yeah, I'm Brazilian," like, "Yeah, I'm Brazilian," you know, and they start like to literally scream and like talk about everything. Like, I talk about.
Sorry, no, go on. I'm sorry. I'm
just. Yeah. And they talk about everything. I talked about like tennis. I talk about like politics and carnival and cities. And like, wow, like the world are watching us. And this makes me feel really, really happy, you know. And this is the joy of for me to see other cultures as well. And like, hey, can you teach me like why this work like this and about your food? And when we do the same, like, I think it's awesome. What do you think about that?
Oh, this is a good point. This is definitely an interesting thing. I think we Brazilians, unfortunately, we have sometimes, I think we are too harsh with ourselves and we don't have like a positive view about ourselves. But I think when we, you know, when we travel abroad and we noticed how people see us, it's just crazy to notice like that they have like such a positive image of us, you know, as a friendly, that we are friendly, that we are hardworking. That's, you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of employers like to hire Brazilians because they say that we work hard. So there's so many good things about how the world sees us.
That's nice. Yeah, you know about the mangrove complex that we have, right? In Portuguese, the complexo de vira-lata.
Yeah.
And because in Brazil it's worse, in Brazil it's bad, in Brazil, and we need to hear from other places that we are good, like that we have a beautiful country, that we are nice people. And
that Portuguese, it's a beautiful language.
Yeah, it's like it's the vibe that you are singing. So at the same time that I want to share Brazil, I want to share for the Brazilians that are watching this or, you know, just follow me on Instagram, whatever. Like, man, we are big. We are huge. We have a great culture. We are awesome. Like, and we need to share more this and I just throwing the trash about mangrove complex. And like, today I'm so proud to be a Brazilian, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, that's why I'm doing this. This is all about my project, you know, the Brazilian buddy. So, when you go outside of Brazil, you see this kind of stuff, right?
This is definitely, I agree with you. And I think this is one of the reasons why we need Brazilian people to learn English, because they have to be able to understand what the world is actually talking about Brazil and Brazilians, you know? Because if you don't speak English, how can you know this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I totally agree with you.
And like something came to my mind, like, but Brazil is so big that people just don't know other states, because we spend, like, here in São Paulo, for example, we spend 4 hours to go to, you know, the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
4 hours in the same country, and it's completely different from this place of like Brazil. So like, how many states did you visit in Brazil?
Oh, let me think. Well, my family is from the south, so my dad was born in Porto Alegre.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the south, for Santa Catarina, Rio Grande do Sul. Also been to Minas Gerais, which is such an amazing place in terms of food, culture. The people are super nice, right? Mineiros are the best in my opinion. I didn't go to the north yet, and the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning to go a couple of months ago, but well, the pandemic didn't let me go.
Yeah, coronavirus.
I was just saying it's so diverse, and there are so much to get to know here, right? In terms of food and tastes and culture, it's we've got such a rich and diverse culture.
Yeah, first of all, we are a mix of three races, so like Europeans, Indians, and Black people. So we created like new races, let's say that, and dividing 27 states into 5 regions. So I'm here in São Paulo, and when you go to the Rio, you have a new world, and when you go to the Minas Gerais, you have another world. So one of my missions that I have like in my life is to visit all the states in Brazil. It was, I think, 14 states. And, well, if you want to, like, see a little bit about the European vibe and a lot of like white people with blue eyes go to the south, because you have, you know, that Italian, German, even Dutch influence. So if you want to see a little bit about Europe, just go to the south. As you said, Porto Alegre, Florianópolis, Gramado. You have a lot of places, like Nova Veneza.
I was there 2-3 months ago.
Oh, yeah, it's true. And you were like, you spent like one, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, just a week there.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, it was so beautiful. And I think Gramado is one of the most beautiful cities in Brazil. Like, so many flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around the city and everywhere, and the food.
Yeah. A nice curiosity, Gramado means grass, right, in English?
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. And I don't know why, but...
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it's so. Just, it's because there's so many flowers, you know. There's such a... It's such a beautiful place, and there are flowers everywhere.
Yeah. So. I've never been there yet. I will one day, I don't know. But, like, yeah, if you want to see European vibe, just go to the south. And you have, like, the southeast, and then you have Rio, you have São Paulo, you have Minas Gerais, which is, I don't want to say, like, the most important states, but it is the place that almost all things happen. So you have the carnival, you have Rio. If you talk about like metropolis and business, go to São Paulo. If you want to see a little bit about history of Brazil, of Brazilian Brazil when it was colony, Minas Gerais, it's interesting, like Ouro Preto, Brumadinho, São João del Rei. Yeah, I think São João del Rei. If you want to see like the most beautiful beaches from the whole world, just go to the northeast. You have Paraíba, you have Porto de Galinhas, you have Rio Grande do Norte, you have Sergipe, Alagoas, Ceará, lot of beautiful places. And if you want to see about jungle, just go to the north. You have the capital of Amazonas, which is Manaus. And if you want to see like about...
What about Bonito in Mato Grosso?
Yeah, I have Bonito as well. So if you want to see about like nature, north and central west could be really interesting for you. Like canyons, if you want to see jaguars, I don't know if you want to see crazy animals. Indians as well. So yeah, when you see on the television is the same thing, and they can show you like the house, let's say that the forest, and it's really amazing. I was there. So like Brazil is so big, and I like you have so many stuff, and that's why I love this place. Like everything is different from each region, right? And
yeah.
That's why I want to show you.
Definitely. You told me that you've been to Europe. You've been to where have you been to? Where did you go to?
Italy and Serbia and Vatican as well.
So when you went to Europe, did you feel that people there didn't know a lot about Brazil? That's what you noticed.
For example, in Serbia, they asked me two interesting things, and I wasn't expecting. One of them was about, you have Disney, a Brazilian Disney character called Zé Carioca.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked me about Zé Carioca, and I was like, what? And how did you know that? Yeah, and because, I don't know, there is a movie, I don't remember the name, maybe Saludos Amigos. And spread it like for that place, and the father of the girl that I met, like they asked me about that, and I was like this is really nice.
Yeah.
And the other thing was about tennis, because we have a Brazilian about ex-tennis in English.
Tennis.
Yeah, tennis. and he's Gustavo Kuerten, really famous in Brazil. And the guy loved tennis, and we were talking about that. So like they know about Brazilian tennis.
Nice, nice.
And yeah. Even politics, when we talk about politics, they talk about our president. And I was like, well, in Europe, in Serbia, being more specific. So it was really interesting to hear that.
That's cool. That's cool. Because I've never been in Europe. So I have my experience living in America and Australia. But interesting to know that people know about Zakarioka. I know that, so I'm surprised too.
They asked you about like different stuff or just the same about Carnival and, you know, Rio?
They don't know a lot about the food in Brazil, you know, apart from the meat, apart from churrasco and the all-you-can-eat restaurants, you know, all you can eat meat, rodízios de churrasco. This is something that a lot of people knew, I think, because there are some rodízios in,
yeah,
you know,
that's true,
around the world, but
yeah, you remember I saw in which is the city's name, the Romeo and Juliet city, I forgot, but I saw a restaurant, a Brazilian restaurant there. And it was about churrasco.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
yeah. This is great. But like there are other kinds. There are other kinds of food apart from churrasco, right? There's so many more. Like there is traditional food from the south, traditional food from the north. So, you know, I was in, as you know, I was living in Australia. And I expected to see like a pizzeria, like a Brazilian style pizzeria, and I found none, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are so much more things that we have to, you know, to promote out of Brazil.
Can you explain for the listeners what consists the Brazilian pizza?
Oh, it's in my opinion, it's so good. It's just the dough is very different from from Pizza Hut and, you know, this kind of dough. And we have, I think we are very creative in terms of cooking, right?
Yeah.
There's so many different flavors when it comes to like to pizza, for example. We've got chicken with catupiry cheese, and what else do we have? We've got chocolate pizza with strawberry.
Yeah, people put banana. I would say, like, if you want to do a Brazilian pizza, just take 100 ingredients and put in the same place. And
this is actually one of my favorites. Pizza with rocket. Do you know what rocket means?
Rocket.
Yeah, rucola.
Ah, rucola. Okay.
So pizza with rocket leaves and dry tomatoes.
Yeah, it's good.
It's so good, and this is so Brazilian, you know.
Yeah, how can I say, like, farto? We like to eat, so
a lot.
A lot of stuff. So it's always big. It's always, you know,
a lot of food.
Giant.
Yeah.
And we can chat a lot of foods that, like, the most famous foods that we have, like brigadeiro. When talk about sweets, brigadeiro. What else? I forgot.
Well, doce de leite,
Yeah.
Which is it's a South American thing, right? It's doce de leite is very big in Argentina and Uruguay too. But I consider doce de leite a South American thing because we've got good doce de leite.
And if I enter in the world of festa junina, you have doce de abóbora, pé de moleque, paçoca,
vinho quente,
caipirinha. Yeah. And we are talking about like beverages now. And what?
Cocada.
Cocada.
Bolo de cenoura.
Bolo de cenoura. And one thing that I noticed, like in like other places, they say that we are ants because we are eating sweet all the time.
They say that we are ants. They say that we have a sweet tooth, and also that they also say that we put cheese in everything. This is also something that I heard. Yeah.
From Australia or US?
From Americans, because we've got pongi queijo and I don't know, but I think it's true. There is cheese in many savory foods that we have here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Even sweets, we put cheese.
Yeah, like
we have like a cheesecake and we put cheese, so
we put dulce de leche, right? Wrapped with cheese.
Yeah.
Slice of cheese. So many things.
I think we could talk about everything. It was really, really fun to do that. Because I would just wanna talk about experiences outside of Brazil, and we talk like a lot about Brazil, so it was really fun to do that, and we could like teach a little bit about Brazil and our cuisine. So thank you so much for share your story. And you have a YouTube channel, right?
Definitely, yes. I've got a YouTube channel. Well, first of all, thanks for having me too. It was great talking about where I was born and the place where I live now. I love Brazil. I love the idea of talking about Brazil and letting people know the good things we have here. So I think, you know, your channel and what you are aiming is, you know, it's such a valuable thing to do. So
thanks.
Great job. It was a pleasure. And my YouTube channel aims to help Brazilians and to give them the confidence and inspiration to learn English. So as we talked in the beginning, most Brazilians don't speak English. So the idea is to inspire people to learn English and to understand that learning English is, you know, it can be fun, you know, and that we can learn English by doing different things. And that's the idea. It's called Brazilians Speak English.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And if you want to follow Felipe, what is your
profile?
Yeah.
So I've got an Instagram account. I usually don't post on my Instagram account stuff from the channel. At least I haven't started doing that yet. But it's F-E, the two first names of my name, P-E-T-R-U-C-C-I. So that's my Instagram account, but I think I'll be posting on the YouTube channel more than Instagram.
Okay, and I am Brazilian Buddy. You just can find me everywhere, like Instagram, Brazilian Buddy, YouTube, Brazilian Buddy, Facebook, Brazilian Buddy, Brazilian Buddy Show, the podcast. And a little bit about advertising. So if you wanna see more about Brazil, I have an ebook that I did, and I talk about like 160 cities and about food as well, and great athletes, and a lot of stuff. So I'm gonna just put the link below if you're watching this. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And yeah, I think that's it.
Great. Ciao.